And therefore, we are not just our bodies. So we're always basically have a war going on, and it's really a war between our ego minds and our higher self. And our ego minds get stuck in the physical, they get stuck in our programming, and we are basically, we are taught to fear. We are taught fear from the time we are in the womb. As soon as you can hear, you know, fear is all around us. It's basically something that we feel, we hear. People are afraid. We're afraid of a lot of different things. Some people have survival fear. Some people have fear of not being loved. Some people have, you know, everybody's got the money issues going on too. So I just wanted to remind you that we're energy and vibration, and our thoughts and emotions create our vibration, and that's what we're sending out into the field, okay? So every time you think a thought, it creates a chemical reaction in your body, and, you know, your heart center is the biggest center and sends your vibration out into the field, and that basically creates your physical experience. Whatever you're putting out, that's what you are basically tapping into. It's not so much that you are attracting it as tapping into it, because we have a lot of possibilities happening simultaneously. And therefore, wherever you're vibrating, you're tapping into. I'll talk about that a little later. So we do have a built-in system, you know, that alerts us to danger. We do have a fight or flight response. We feel threatened physically. Our bodies go into fight or flight, and that creates a release of hormones, and our heart starts to race. We start to breathe faster, and your entire body tenses up. All your energy goes to your extremities because you're basically getting yourself ready to take action. And in the presence of physical danger, that's an entirely appropriate response. But if you are in an ongoing state of fear and anxiety created by your thought and emotions, that's a whole other story. So the hormones of fight or flight sends all the body's resources again to the extremities. And what happens when that happens, you know, your blood flow goes to your arms, your legs, your limbs, you weaken your immune system and you're more vulnerable to disease. So every thought you have, again, creates a chemical reaction in your body. Your mind does not know the difference, or your brain does not know the difference between a thought and an actual experience. It reacts the same. So it gives you that same adrenaline rush, and it lowers your immunity, and your body is just always in this stress state. Now, in our society, most of us spend about 70% of our day in anxiety. That is a long time to release all those chemicals and hormones in the body. And right now, with the situation we're in, I mean, you can feel the fear around you. I mean, it's literally palpable, and it's really hard not to get caught up in that. I mean, I try and avoid TV, but when you listen to what's going on, it's just an ongoing, just fomentation of anxiety and fear. So right now, the collective consciousness is in fear, and every thought you have contributes to that collective consciousness. So when you feel all that going on around you, and we're energy and vibration, so you feel everybody, you feel everything. And that's the time when you really have to take control of your experience. You know, of course, we're afraid of getting sick, but our greatest fear, I think, is of the unknown, of what's going to happen, of this uncertainty that exists all around us. You know, most of us will go to really great lengths to hang on to what is familiar. And that's the reason why people get caught in bad and abusive relationships, because they generally feel that the devil they do know is better than the devil they don't know. So they will stay in a really bad situation just because it's predictable. We like our lives to be predictable. So we like our routines, our schedules. Even if we say we hate everything in our life, we prefer that, the predictable, to something that we need to get used to. So it's extremely challenging to step out of our comfort zone into the unknown. And what we call normal makes us actually believe that we have control over the things going on around us. And as you can see, control is an illusion. We really don't have control of the things that are going on around us. Life can, not all of us, but some of us know that life can change in the blink of an eye. And the only thing you have control over in situations is how you react to a situation, how you respond to it, and how you respond to the challenges in your life. We're always faced with challenges, you know, because we are here in the earth experience to grow and to learn, and challenges are at the core of our growth. So there, you know, you get past something and something else will pop up. This is Earth School, and it's a constant learning experience, and it's a tough school. So we're always faced with challenges that come up in our life on a regular basis. This one happens to be more global in nature, and therefore is more consuming and really affects us in a really big way. Now, so in general, the unknown brings about fear and anxiety. And we also bring about fear and anxiety through our minds when we future think. We spend a lot of time thinking about the future. So when you're in anxiety, generally, you are examining the what ifs. You worry about things that haven't even happened yet. You know, you put all your energy. Hang on a second. Sorry. You put all your energy and focus into something that didn't even happen yet. And so all this stuff is affecting your body. All this stuff is creating chemical reactions that keep your body in fear and anxiety. And again, the most important part of that is it lowers your immune system. I mean, it really attacks your immune system. So when your mind starts to wander, it starts to wander about the future, worrying about the future, it's really important for you to bring yourself back to the present moment. You know, you have to keep coming back to the present moment. And remember that right now, as you're watching me, as we're sitting here, things are okay. So the present moment is actually always, in any situation, your greatest point of power. It's actually the place, if you focus on it and you're really absorbed in it, that is the place where you create in your life, because that is where your consciousness is. It's not your subconscious running it. It's your conscious mind. So you need to focus, instead of the what ifs in life, we need to focus and appreciate the moment we're in. Now, as I said, we have very little control of the events in life, but you do create your life experience through your thought, emotions, and beliefs. In other words, you have no control over the situation. You only have control over yourself. Now, your life experience is a reflection of basically your thoughts and emotions. So you think a thought, which creates a chemical reaction in your body, radiates out, and connects with the experience of the vibration that you're at. Now, 95% of our day and 95% of our lives is being run by the subconscious, by your programs. And so you're not, only 5% of your day or your mind is in the conscious of what's happening right now. We think about 60,000 thoughts or more every single day. And I guarantee you 90 to 95% of those thoughts are the same ones you had yesterday. We just keep running that loop. over and over. Our programming just kicks in and there we go. And you're not even aware of your thoughts. You are actually addicted to the thoughts and emotions that you experience on a daily basis. And generally, there are only a couple of themes in our thought process. We're actually pretty boring. We only have a couple of themes in our thoughts. You know, some people think about love. Some people think about finances. Some people think about illness. But we generally have just a few themes that keep looping over and over in our minds. So my question to you is, because this is at the core of making a change in your life, and this is at the core of creating your life consciously, is what are you thinking about? What do you think about every day? And how are you reacting to what's going on around you? Because in order to change the way you feel, you have to change the way you think. And the one thing I teach everybody who comes to me is to become an observer of your thoughts. You have to observe from outside yourself. You have to connect with higher self and watch yourself. I mean, sometimes I know that everybody's had this experience. Will you be when you're in a situation and all of a sudden you start looking at yourself, you start seeing yourself acting a certain way and you're going, wow, you know, you start becoming that observer of self. But that is what you need to do on a regular basis. Just see, watch how you're acting, watch what you're thinking. Your mind and your heart's thoughts and emotions are the manifesting mechanisms of your being. I mean, not only of your body, of your entire being. And you have to remember that the heart center is the most powerful electromagnetic transmitter in your body. It actually has its own brain, its own neurites, they call them. 40,000 neurites are the heart in your heart. So when you have those emotions, it's the emotions that actually create in your life. And this is why, you know, visualization is great, but it's only part of the process. You have to have an elevated emotion with your intention, because it's the emotion that actually pushes that vibration into the universe. So through thoughts and emotions, you have to ask yourself, what signals are you sending out into the universe? Because the frequency of the signals you are sending out into the universe determine what possibilities of your life experience that you are tuning into. So let's go into that again, the possibilities. We are all born with, we're here for a reason. We're born with a mission. And we have something we need to learn in this life experience. And within that, you have I call it a scope of possibilities and probabilities that can come into your experience. And the ones that do, they're all out there and there's, you know, they're all happening. But the ones that the frequency you're at determines what experience of life you're tuning into. It's like tuning into a radio station, right? If you turn the dial to 97.5, you'll have a very different experience and message than if you tune into 101.7. So you are creating your internal experience of life either by intention or default. It doesn't matter whether you know you're doing it or you don't know you're doing it. You are creating your experience of life. So the question is, what do you want to create? Because you can create consciously. Always the key is starting to observe your thoughts. I tell people when they come to see me, I tell them for 2 weeks, I want you to just take notes and write down your thoughts. You know, what are your patterns? What recycles in your mind every day? And as I said before, you will find that it's pretty simple. We only have a few themes, okay? Now, you have to remember that you're running a program, and you are an autopilot most of the time, and you act and react to a situation in a very predictable way. It's habit. That's what habit is. So how do you observe your belief and how do you change your habits, right? How do you change the way you feel? When you change the way you think, you change the way you feel. So again, the key to everything is observing your thoughts. Watch the way you react in situations and never be self-judgmental when you're doing this. Never judge yourself. Never criticize yourself. This is just an exercise in observation. It's not meant to, for you to tell yourself, oh, that's bad. I did that wrong. This is meant for you just to see what you're doing, because if you can't change what you don't see, you have to be patient with yourself and challenge yourself to write down your thought patterns. Okay. You need to start questioning your beliefs. You know, when you are in fear or anxiety, you need to ask yourself, what was I thinking? And sometimes it's not just one thought. Sometimes when you're in fear and anxiety and you're thinking, it's a whole train of thoughts. And you have to go back and back and back and back. What was I thinking? Right? Challenge yourself to think differently in order to create, you have to create new habits. But just stopping yourself when you and watching yourself and observing yourself starts breaking the neural networks that form these patterns, which we call our habits. So you again need to really start becoming an observer of self from a greater state of mind in order to create new habits and new ways of thinking, which in turn will create a new state of being, a new feelings, and send out new vibrational signature into the universe. And so you will have what you consider a more positive experience. Now, your personal thoughts, believe it or not, you know, because we are energy, we are not solid the way we believe we are. We are actually affecting the planet with every thought, with every emotion. Today's Earth Day. Every thought and emotion you have moves into the collective consciousness and affects the planet. You are a creator, whether you're doing it consciously or not, and you have a huge impact. You're here for a reason. So you have a huge impact on everything that happens around you and on this earth. So learning to be a conscious creator, being aware of what you're putting out there, is really key to manifesting the experience you want. And just, you know, to me, it's not about the experience itself. It's how you feel. It's how you're feeling on a daily basis. How do you feel about things? Are you relaxed? Are you calm? Are you always anxious? That's what creation is about. You know, how is your beingness? What are you putting out there? And your personal feeling of well-being is everything. You know, everybody wants different things in life. Not everybody wants the same thing. Not everybody's on the same track. But if you feel good about it, if you can really just, you know, relax into the experience, that is really the challenge and the goal. So you need to challenge yourself over and over and over again, because every new skill takes practice. You know, it just doesn't happen. You have to practice, practice, practice. You have to practice, and it takes a lot of work. And not only does it take a lot of work, it's sometimes frustrating. I know, because I do it on a regular basis. And you just watch yourself sometimes doing the same things over and over and over again. It's like, oh God, you know, when will I stop thinking like that? Or when will I stop acting like that? But honestly, every time you challenge yourself, you are shifting. You are shifting. And to create a new reality, you literally have to change your personality. Now, the first time somebody said that, I thought they were really crazy. I'm saying, you know, what do you mean change your personality? But every time you change the way you think and the change the way you feel, and you move further and further from what you used to be, you are changing your personality. And it is moving to a place where you want it to go. And we all have setbacks, you know, we all fall back, we all get stuck, but that, you know, and we all have times when we just don't do these things. But being conscious and aware that that really is what it takes to manifest or to attract or to integrate with what you want, just that alone keeps you connected with higher self. Keeps you connected to that other, the other dimensions, because you are truly are a multidimensional being. And another important aspect in altering your thoughts and perspective is gratitude. You always have something to be grateful for, and you need to express gratitude on a regular basis. Gratitude is a huge attractor. When there are three emotions that attract in a very positive way, and it's love, compassion, and gratitude. So when you are in those emotional states of love, compassion, and gratitude, you are putting out a signal into the universe, and you will draw those things to you, those things that you're grateful for, those things that you love. So the feeling of gratitude calms you, and it also brings your mind and heart into coherent state. Now, when you practice gratitude and your mind and heart are in coherence, you are very powerful. All your energy is being put in one direction, and you are just becoming, you know, you're changing your entire vibration, and you will see that the experiences that you attract or fall into, you will see synchronicities in your life. You'll see what we call miracles, because that is what that attraction is about. Gratitude, love, and just feeling, learning to surrender to your experience, you know, just being calm about it. And this takes work, and I work on it every day. Not an easy task, and sometimes doesn't happen. But working at it actually does change the way you feel and what you're attracting into your life. So let me talk to you about another way to take yourself out of anxiety and fear. The easiest way to pull yourself when you are in a state of fear and you start realizing it is to slow your breathing down and take deep breaths, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. If you do that repetitively, that will automatically relax your body. Your body can't maintain a stressful state when you are doing that type of breathing. So now I'm going to unmute you guys if you want to be unmuted. I know some people don't, but I'm going to mute you and see if anybody has any questions, comments, or anything they want to talk about. So hang on just a second while I go through you. Hi, Jadranka.
How are you doing?
Good. You came in a little late, but I'm glad to see you.
Yeah, I had a hard time logging in. I don't know why you wouldn't let me in.
Okay.
Just keep waiting.
Okay. So does anybody have any questions now or something they'd like to talk about or ask?
I'd like to talk.
Go ahead, Christina. Oh, you're online. I'm happy to see that.
Yes. Yeah, my internet came back. Yes.
Yeah.
So it occurred to me as you were talking, and I don't know why I've never had this question before. So we're tuning into a vibration, and what we are getting is the level that we're tuning into, right? So the radio station is at 97.5.
Right. The experience we are connecting with basically reflects the vibration we're putting out. Do you understand? Okay.
Yes. Okay. So if we want something different, we change our vibration.
Correct. And that's through your thoughts and emotions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Totally get that. Now, we're here in soul school to be learning lessons. Mm-hmm. So how is it that we tune into how do we know we're tuning into the right frequency for the right lesson? What if we tune to a frequency that doesn't bring us the right lesson?
Okay, so this is the basic, you know, we are taught to be practical in life, right? We're brought up to be fearful and practical. Am I not right?
Correct.
Now, when you start feeling your passions or what you're really interested in, and you start following what you love and your passion, you are tuning into higher self and your higher vibration. When you are basically ignoring what you want to do, what you love, then you are basically moving back to ego mind and your programming, right? So when you're following your heart and your desires, that is when you are in that vibration and you are attracting what you need to attract in your life. Does that answer your question, Christina?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what that all is about. I just wanted to let everybody know that I am now doing all my sessions on Zoom. If anybody wants to schedule, that's the way we're going.
Wow. That's awesome.
So, hey, Carolyn.
Hi.
Hi. You're finally visible. Okay. So does anybody else have anything they want to talk about before we do our exercise, our release exercise? Oh, Sharon, you don't have to raise your hand.
Just okay. Yes, teacher. Okay, I'm concerned about COVID. The only thing that I'm concerned about that really puts me into the fear mode is that when I socialize with someone who is not wearing a face mask. I mean, that's the only thing that I'm concerned about. Anything else doesn't bother me.
Do you wear a face mask?
If I'm out grocery shopping or something, yes.
Yeah.
If I'm in a grocery store and there's people that are talking and they're not wearing a face mask, it bothers me. And I don't know how to really get here.
Yeah, and there is that fear, and I understand that fear. You know, it's and it's not an illegitimate fear, okay? So those are the kind of things that, you know, that's a concern. I don't think you panic when that happens, but it does cross your mind, right?
Yes.
But that's because there's, you know, remember when I said the fight or flight thing? When there's a legitimate threat, we feel a legitimate fear. And so it's, you know, so either, you know, you can just decide that, you know, you're fine in that moment and you're okay. But it is something that is of concern because it is a legitimate thing going on right now. So, you know, and that's basically going out, you know. Does anybody else have any other questions or comments? No?
I do.
You do? Okay. What?
Like talking about that fear and anxiety, where does this panic feeling come into all that? How does that relate to all that? When you like get flooded with feeling of like panic mode?
Is that because of a thought you had, right?
No, I can't even like pinpoint on what it was. I was driving and I got off the freeway and I couldn't remember how to turn my blinker off. And I don't know what's happening with my brain. And I started panicking because then I turned the other blinker.
Yes.
And then I'm thinking, people are going to think I'm turning, but I'm not going anywhere. And I was like totally in a panic stage, didn't know how to turn the stupid off.
what I think happened to you is that, you know how when we drive, our minds are elsewhere?
Right.
You know, we kind of have, that's a form of hypnosis. It's called road hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're in that state and all of a sudden you come back and you're going, holy crap, where am I? You know, and like, what am I supposed to be doing? You know, that kind of gets your heart racing. But I think that's because your mind has wandered and you were bringing yourself back to the present moment.
I mean, I had the windshield wipers going, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, I know. You have to reorient yourself, you know? And it's just a matter of I'm sure everybody has encountered that type of situation where their minds were somewhere else and they realize, oh my God. And, you know, then they start to get into a panic.
Yeah, I've never been gone that far before, but okay.
Yeah.
One more question with this whole stay home thing. And, you know, I lost my job, of course. I've been home for over a month. But I'm okay with all this because I saw it coming. Mm-hmm. So I knew it was going to happen because I was reading and it was just going to happen. There was no other way. So I wasn't worried about it. Mm-hmm. But to me, still, like a lot of times I catch myself thinking, this to me still feels like that movie. What was the name of the movie? I mentioned that before, where it was all
Outbreak?
Staged. No, it was the stage. His life was staged.
Truman Show.
That's
with
it.
Jim Carrey.
The
Truman Show.
The Truman Show.
Right, but, because I'm in my front yard and people are walking and I'm start thinking, are they even real? It's like the whole world is just shifted and this is like, am I here or they are, am I not here? They're not here. It's like, it almost doesn't seem real. Like I'm losing touch with reality here. Just whole new life.
And that's what's so scary about this, the unknown and the fact that we are shifting and people, and you know, it's, things are going to change and things are going to change. Not only, I mean, you know, when there's a shift like this, a lot of things that are changing will be permanent.
Right.
You know, things will change permanently. The way, I mean, look at what we're doing now. There's going to be a shift to, you know, this kind of communication. There's a huge shift going on. So you have to remember, yeah, it's true. And the key to this is to keep your own, honestly, meditation is so, so important. It's the key to connecting. It's the key to be, you know, going within, to just calming yourself. And I understand that, you know, there's some people in a really bad situation and it's time, you need to trust your journey. It's a hard thing to say and it's a hard thing to do, but you need to trust it, you know, and know that you're more than just your body. You know that. I know that you know that, you know, so just trust and just keep yourself, try and calm yourself the best way you can. I mean, do things, focus on things that keep you calm. And that means don't watch the news. Okay.
I would agree. I encourage people not to watch the news because that's where the fear is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And it's intentional. I mean, it's really intentional.
You control people when they're by having fear.
Yep. That's how basically herd mentality.
Yeah.
That's how we're controlled, you know, mm-hmm. because you know, everybody's scared. We get scared. I mean, the vibration is there. And it's just being increased and perpetuated by what we're listening to. But, you know, but everybody here, everybody on my screen, I know you're okay, right? Everybody's doing fine. So you just have to, you know, stay within yourself, connect with higher self, you know, just learn. There's so many guided meditations on YouTube, you know, for peace and calmness, and just listen to it. Even if you don't really, really get connected with it, just listening to it and being in that space will help. You know, listen to the calming music, listen to all those things. Any more questions before we start into our exercise?
I just have a recommendation, something that I've been doing.
Yeah.
With the kids, I mean, this weather could not have been better for a quarantine.
For those of us who have access to the outdoors, I mean, we're not living in apartment buildings in New York City, thank goodness. We have been spending a ton of time outside. We even pitched a tent in the backyard and slept in it with the kids one night. I mean, having kids in this situation is challenging on many fronts, but so they're having the longest summer of their entire lives ever. As of yesterday, you know, they canceled school for the rest of the year. So, you know, as a parent, it's been really challenging, but it's also been kind of awesome, you know, just what, and asking the kids, they don't have anything that's really required at school. So kind of asking them, well, what do you guys want to learn about? What do you want to learn about today? Yeah. So we've done all kinds of weird stuff recently, but you know, we went through some crazy measures to be able to plant a garden here, you know, and so we've got things outside, and the hummingbirds are crazy right now. So I recommend definitely getting a hummingbird feeder and just spending as much time as you can outside, being with nature, and that's my recommendation.
You know, you bring up a really, really good point. I mean, we look at this pause in panic, right? Because we are taught to keep moving, to keep doing, you know, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? This is an opportunity to learn to be still, to learn to go within yourself, to take the time and do those things that you never have the opportunity to do because you're always so busy. Now, I know some people are working and some people aren't, but if you aren't, instead of spending your time, you know, I've talked to people, they spend their time every day being terrorized by the statistics. You know, they look at the numbers on a daily basis. I mean, it's like, okay, how is that helping you? How is that making you feel better? How is that improving your life, right? This is, gives you an opportunity to do the reading you haven't done and to start going inward. We can't, you know, we've got to stop feeling lazy because we're not in perpetual motion. I mean, our society has just basically taught us that there's no time, quote unquote, you know, if you're not constantly moving and doing. But if you're constantly moving and doing, you're not connecting with higher self. In order to connect with higher self, in order to connect with purpose, in order to connect with your heart, you have to go within. You have to be quiet. And that's why meditation is so important. You have to quiet your mind. You have to quiet yourself. And it takes time to learn to do that. But going and doing those things will really change your life experience, because it will change the basic things you are connecting to, the basic experience you are connecting to, because your state of being will be calm and you'll connect with those things that are at that vibration instead of that panic run that, you know, the hamster wheel we run on every day. So this is really an opportunity as well for everybody to get in touch with.
It's interesting, Myra, that when before the shutdown, when things, you know, we had to get up and get Harley, you know, on the bus by 6 a.m. and then, you know, you work out, you go to work, blah, blah, blah. And it was a more structured schedule. I was doing more meditating then than now. This is the time when I really need it. So I just have to, you know, restructure what I'm doing. And like,
do you know why though, Carolyn? Because you had it scheduled in.
Yeah.
And now that your schedule is looser, you kind of like don't feel like this is the time I have to do it.
And so I'm just realizing, just so because of like I'm allowing myself to wake up, and then by that time, you know, it's later in the day and you got to get going. When I say later, so like 6, you know, 6 a.m. is sleeping in.
For you it is,
yes.
For you it is. Okay.
But I can see, I can just set my, you know, go back to setting my clock, my alarm clock, so I can get up and start my day with my meditation, because that really gives me grounding.
It sets the tone for your day.
Yeah, really does.
You know, which is really good. So now I want to do, I mean, a lot of you have experienced this fear release exercise with me, but I want everybody to just find a comfortable place. I'm going to mute everybody again. Just find a comfortable place to sit down where you can close your eyes. And this takes time. Okay, just relax and close your eyes. Only because my mouse says I hate you. Okay. Now I want you to just relax and take three deep breaths in. Close your eyes. Close your eyes and relax. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. I want you to imagine that this room is filled with energy, a feeling of calm, comfort, and serenity. So bringing all your attention to your breath, I want you to breathe in this feeling of peace, calm, and serenity. So as you continue to breathe and relax, I want you to imagine yourself on a beautiful day, a beautiful spring day, near a lake with the sun shining, and there's grass at the edge of the water, and you're sitting on that grass. So see yourself on a calm, beautiful, warm day, just sitting on the grass, feeling so completely calm. Now we're going to bring to mind something that makes you feel anxious. And don't be afraid to feel that. Just think a thought that gives you a sense of stress, anxiety, whatever you want to call it, that puts fear in your body. Eyes closed. I want you to now localize where that fear is in your body. I want you to find it. Is the fear in your heart, in your stomach, in your mind, in your abdomen? I want you to feel where it is in your body. And as you localize that fear in your body, it really does tell you a lot about it, where it's coming from, because each part of your body represents different kinds of emotions. Now, as soon as you've localized that fear in your body, I want you to imagine that you're taking it out of your body, literally taking it out of your body and holding it in your hands. Now, I want you to notice what shape it is, what size it is, what's the texture? What's the color of that fear? Is it gooey? Is it black? Is it hard? Is it green? Is it big? Is it small? And if you have to, and it's too big to hold in your hands, I want you to continue pulling out that fear from your body until it's all gone, until you feel it's all outside. So I'm going to give you a minute to go through this and to pull that out of your body, looking at it, the color, the size. And now, keep pulling it if it's not all out. When you have it all out, I want you to see yourself and imagine yourself bringing it over to the edge of that lake. Bring all that stuff that you just took out of your body to the edge of that lake. And if it's gooey, I want you to put your hands in the lake and just wash them off and see it dissipating. If it's solid, I want you to drop it in the lake and watch it until it disappears from your sight. And if it happens to be like air, I want you to imagine a wind taking it away, just making it move, taking it out of your sight and out of your experience. So just see it floating away until you can no longer see it. Now go back and sit down on the ground. I want you to sit up straight on the ground. I want you to imagine yourself sitting very straight. And I want you to see and imagine a golden liquid light flowing through you from an unseen source above. Its light flows gently over your skin, gradually penetrating deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper, filling your body with this relaxing golden liquid light. And this light represents a sense of peace, a sense of calm, a sense of joy as it moves through your body, just flowing through deeper and deeper, filling that space specifically that you just emptied, growing stronger and stronger, filling that space with a sense of peace, calm, joy, just knowing, a sense of knowing that everything is okay and that you no longer will allow that darkness back into your body, because where there is light, there can be no darkness. Now I want you to see that light extending from the heavens above all the way through to the center of the earth below, a pillar of light moving through your body from above and reaching the center of the earth below, giving you guidance, giving you help from above, and giving you energy moving up through your body from the earth below, guiding you, protecting you, and grounding you, so that that experience can't move through your body. And I want you to see that golden liquid light grow stronger and stronger. And it automatically goes stronger and stronger every second of every minute of every hour of every day. You don't even have to think about it. It just continues to flow through you. That flow of light continues as you are more and more connected above, and more grounded from below, giving you a sense of peace, centering you, grounding you into your experience. You feel that sense of peace and tranquility as it grows stronger and stronger, and that light starts to expand all around you. You see it moving and expanding all around you, forming a bubble, a protective bubble that will keep you safe. That bubble gives you strength, radiance, warmth, and power, and keeps you safe from anything you don't want to enter your experience. Should anything you don't want come towards you, it bounces harmlessly off your shield of protective light. You are always protected by this bubble of light, and you can always bring it to you just by thinking about it. So as you sit there on this beautiful day, connected from above and to below, grounded and guided, surrounded by light and protection, I want you to feel the safety of your experience, the safety in your heart, the safety in your being, and the safety in your body. So I just want you to lay and sit through that for a moment as you continue to absorb that light, as you continue to recognize the protection, which is always around you, and you can bring it to mind anytime you need to. Feel the peace and calm. And now I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And I just want you to come back into the room, opening your eyes at the count of 5. feeling very peaceful and safe. One, every day and every way you grow stronger. Two, you know exactly what to do and how to do it, and you are doing it. Three, bringing your consciousness back into the room. Four, and five, awake and aware, feeling very peaceful and calm, very safe and secure. Okay. So I hope everybody is feeling better and less anxious. And this is a really good exercise to do on an ongoing basis. Every time you feel that fear, you can do it. You just, close your eyes. Feel the fear. Feel where it is in your body. Okay? And then release it. Make sure you know what color it is, what size it is. Everything you are seeing and feeling represents something. And get rid of it and replace it with that golden light, with that guidance. And ground yourself too. Make sure that you're grounded, and then see that light all around you, that protective shield of light. And just know that you are completely safe and completely protected. And just have faith in your journey, whatever it is. Do the best you can to stay calm. Do the best you can not to buy into what's going on around you. And if you need to, contact me, text me, call me, just do it. I'll be happy to talk to you about anything. And I appreciate everybody coming here tonight and sharing this time with me. And if there are, if there are any questions, just email me or text me. Okay? So I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. And thanks, Rosemary. And I thank you guys for joining me today. Okay, so you guys have a good night. Do something relaxing, do something you enjoy. Focus on what's comfortable and what makes you feel good. Okay, so with that, I will end the meeting and wish everybody a good night. And one day we'll be back together again, but mm-hmm. I will also be doing this because there are people that are, we have somebody, Walt, who is a client from Utah, and they haven't been able to participate in our meeting. So this is a good way to have everybody come, and hi, Walt, and just, be a part of it, okay? So if anybody has any suggestions of things they want me to talk about, just let me know, and I will see you guys again next month in some way, shape, or form.
Thanks, Myra.
You have a great evening. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Night.